You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Just about everybody listening to me today, young or old, has bruises. Some have carried those scars around for a long time.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God Almighty, by your great power, forgive our sins for the sake of your Son, Jesus, and give us the strength to be forgiving toward one another. Give us the grace to give up our grudges, to forego revenge, and to forgive, as you, for the sake of Christ, have forgiven us. As you forgive and forget, help us to forgive and forget, and so to live by faith in your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose saving name we pray. Amen. Splits are the order of the day. They're becoming more common all the time. We're not talking about the acrobatic feat sometimes called the splits. They are difficult, but when you're trained to do them, they look easy. The splits I'm talking about today are not the result of good training. They do not make life look more graceful. People who have suffered from them will be the first ones to tell you that splits leave a scar that is not easily forgotten. Family fractures, broken friendships, bankruptcies, professional rivalries, producing all kinds of personal and public dislocation and disruption, can be traced to the splits between people caused by the slights they have received and the hurts they have sustained. St. Paul grabbed hold of this massive problem, this tremendous friction that runs through all of life, where people rub each other the wrong way, with a direct, straightforward, and powerful solution. Be kind to one another, he said, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. This is not soft soap. It's not a soothing salve telling people that things are not as bad as they seem. It's true, of course, that sometimes they are not as bad as they seem. People do take offense very easily, often over a fancied slight that never really occurred. Or they misunderstand the intentions of someone else who had no idea that something he said or did was going to be taken in that way. There are enough bruises around, however, and plenty of scars from those wounds, to make one realize that the splits are not imaginary. Just about everybody listening to me today, young or old, has those bruises. Some have carried the scars around for a long time. In recent years, some attempts have been made to put a good face on the splits, to cover up the embarrassments they cause with a show of bravery. I've heard of divorces being celebrated with divorce rings and divorce parties. A New York City jeweler has designed and sold hundreds of expensive divorce rings. The rings are gold and platinum band with 7 diamonds set in them. The feature of the band is that it has a jagged break in it to show that the wearer has been unhitched. A few years ago, a lawyer on the East Coast of the United States held what he called a grand piano party, attended by his ex-wife and 200 others who had been summoned by engraved invitations. It was quite a party, with cocktails and champagne. As they say, first rate, all the way. On the invitation was stated the purpose of the party, to say goodbye to the grand piano, which was following his ex-wife to her new house. I've seen a cartoon of an old man in a nursing home who leaned toward a crony and confided, out of earshot of his wife, of course, "You know, we stayed together for the sake of the children, and then they went and put us in the same home." Unfortunately, though people may try to find some humor in the situation, splits are often surrounded by bitterness. Resentment often brings them about, and resentment is often the result. Uncontrolled and violent outbursts of anger do not work the works of God and do not contribute to the peace of humanity. Nevertheless, they will occur today in every level of life, personal and public, national and international. The result will be conflict, not concord, disrupting friendships, breaking up families, fragmenting community and national life, not to speak about setting whole nations of people against other nations of people in bloody battles that eventually accomplish nothing. The splits touch us all. They're part of everyday life. Rising out of an unforeseen incident and coming to a climax through long years of struggle. Eventually the question becomes not what is it all about, but who's going to win. St. Paul gets right to the heart of everyday life. What is it all about? Having gone the route of violence and conflict himself, Paul found the answer to that question not in philosophy or mere religion, but in Jesus Christ. There isn't anyone in the whole world, any one of us needs to know more than Jesus Christ. There isn't anything in the whole world that any one of us needs to live by more than this little word that comes straight from God. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. I had to learn that for myself, and you will have to learn it for yourself. You may not be able to repair every hurt that you have caused. You may not be able to remove every scar you have received, but you can learn from this day on how to live life as it was meant to be lived, surrounded by people who have their own hurts and their own scars. None of them is perfect, and neither are you. That being the case, there's only one way to live in a world where consideration is often not the rule, where kindness is more often than not overruled by selfishness, by bitterness, and by even outright malice. And that rule is, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. That brings it right close to home, doesn't it? As God in Christ forgave you. Maybe you don't really believe that God in Christ has forgiven you. Maybe you've heard that, but you haven't really taken it to heart. Anybody who does not act upon that forgiveness makes it quite clear that he doesn't accept the forgiveness of God. If you don't forgive the injury your brother has done to you, God won't forgive the injury you've done to him. Nobody can call that soft soap. That's tough talk about a hard fact of life. It hits home with a smashing blow to the head, enough to make you see stars, to knock out all that pride, which is really not strength, but weakness. The great God rams home to all of us the great truth about ourselves and the great truth about himself. On the cross of his Son, Jesus Christ, he bangs your head there and at the same time touches your heart by the death of his Son, Jesus, for the sins of the world. Through the kindness of his heart, the ruling and reigning God gave his Son in atonement for you, that by faith in that Son you might know yourself a forgiven son or daughter of God, of the living and reigning God. In kindness he calls you to repentance, and in his kindness he lifts you up to be a member of his family. In his kindness, he invites you to genuine life that is characterized, most of all, by forgiveness. God forgave you in Christ. So you be kind-hearted, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God, for the sake of Christ, has forgiven you. If you find it difficult to believe all of this, be convinced by the cross of Christ, under the cross of Christ. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may lift you up by his own grace and power, through forgiveness given to you freely out of the goodness of his heart. That is not weakness, it is strength. Be imitators of God, said Paul. As children imitate their parents, imitate God, your Father. He's good at forgiving. He forgives you when you aggravate him and irritate him. He's great-hearted and of great patience. He has the strength to do that. With faith in Christ and love toward Christ, God's Son, learn to live life as it was meant to be lived. Tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God, for the sake of Christ, has forgiven you. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, said Paul. It's a good way, a strong way, to live. I heard about a man who bought his wife a new microwave oven costing several hundred dollars. She showed little excitement about the gift. He asked, don't you want it? If you don't want it, I'll take it back. Still, she showed no enthusiasm. So he took the oven back. I suspect that what his wife really needed and wanted was his love. In this we know the love of God toward us, that he gave his Son and gave him up for us all. The Son gave himself up willingly for the life of the world. The Son offers himself to you today to be accepted in faith and love. If I read it correctly, the biggest service you can give to Christ is to love him. Everything else will take care of itself, including that deep understanding of real life every day and in every way. Be kind-hearted, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Splits develop in the family and between neighbors and friends when that great big I asserts itself. There's plenty of room for individuality in human life without putting that great big I at the center of it. When people think only of themselves, family, relationships, and friendships go to pot. In spite of all that stuff that has been spread around in the world about being yourself and doing your own thing, with all the selfishness you can command and all the arrogance you then have to try to conceal, there's one good and strong way to be yourself without trying to find a place to hide. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. What's wrong with splitting? It's a confession of failure. It sets failure in concrete. I say this to people who are contemplating divorce or some other form of splitting. Life is too short for that. The best way to start all over again is not to split, but to learn how to fit. Splitting is a parade of pride. Fitting is learning how to live again, learning how to forgive again and again. It is humanity at its ever-living best, described in a little word that has a lot to say about genuine life, good and strong life, lived as it was meant to be lived. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Amen.
You have been listening to a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. If you have found this message helpful for your own life, may we suggest that you share this cassette with others? This cassette service is a special ministry of the Media Services Division of the International Lutheran Layman's League.